Rutland and Stamford Sound, local news.
Rutland's MP has welcomed the Chancellor's decision to extend 75% business rate relief for the retail, leisure and hospitality sectors beyond April 2024. Alicia Kearns signed a letter with a number of other MPs calling for the extension. Last week, the Chancellor, in his autumn statement, said the rate relief would be in place for a further 12 months. The letter pointed to rising wage bills, energy costs and also challenges in recruitment. The MP says these businesses are at the heart of our communities.
This matters because, for example, for the average community pub, they're going to save around £12,800. That's what they won't need to pay in business rates. So it really does make a difference to their bottom line. And you know where we have so many amazing pubs alone across our constituency, let alone businesses that will be saved by this or who will be able to make better investments in their own business to continue to grow and to continue to keep people in employment and to keep our towns alive. So I'm absolutely delighted.
Despite these challenges, Stamford's shopping experience is in good health, says the group representing the independent retailers in the town. Shop Stamford held a Christmas social last night and also launched their Christmas video on social media, saying it's not just about the presents, it's about the people too. Its creator, Matt Wheatley, who's on the Shop Stamford committee, says the initiative started 5 years ago as founder Sarah Sewell brought businesses together for a group photo on the high street to show the range of local businesses on offer.
But yeah, so back in 2018, Sarah came up with the idea to just work collaboratively and try and support each other through that challenging time where online is encroaching into high street trade. And, you know, we're still here. And as you said, the high street is thriving. We've got great new businesses coming in. From speaking to some of the business owners this evening, there's a real positive feeling that actually those new businesses are just strengthening the sector, strengthening the local environment. So you're bringing shoppers in as a destination. People are coming to Stamford now purely to visit that range of shops, and we've got such a diverse selection of different offerings here as well, which is so special. And it's really nice to see this continued support, collaboration between businesses, people just wanting to be involved and to see each other succeed, which is really special.
And a group based in Helpston is handing over two ambulances in Kyiv today. They were serviced in Stamford at High March and High Q and driven to Ukraine after the vehicles were donated by AmbuCare. Help Our Ukrainian Friends have also been raising funds for fuel and insurance and collecting donations, which are also being transported. Rutland and Stamford Sound News, I'm Rob Pisani.